Good morning, Lisa Bloom.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
These guys, my producers, can confirm that I sent an all caps email yesterday that just said, "Get me Lisa Bloom." I was out Friday, and a friend texted me, "Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom are on CNN," and I was like, "Go!"
Yes, we were. It was a lot of fun.
Lisa, what? It's like the McDonald's tape. Where are we at now? Is it 10 women? What is? You did say stay tuned last time you were here, you saucy little minx, and you were correct.
Actually, it's 13 women who have now accused Trump of sexual assault, and if you count his own taped confession, that makes 14 witnesses against him.
Wow. Okay, so which is...
I tweeted the article if people want to look at the list.
Oh, yes, I think we might want to do that. Thank you for providing.
There's a list on Huffington Post, which is pretty good. You know, and that includes, for example, Ivana Trump, his first wife many years ago, who accused him of rape during the marriage. And I think she should be included.
Right. You are a legal, helpful little chipmunk. Thank you very much. We will go look at
you.
That. Kathy Heller was the 10th woman. I don't know. I'm not sure who you're representing and who your mom's representing.
Sure. So I represent Jill Harth, H-A-R-T-H.
Okay.
And she is the first one to come out publicly using her face and her name 3 months ago in this campaign and talked about her story of sexual harassment. Jill Harth sued Donald Trump for sexual harassment back in 1997. So her lawsuit is on file. Anybody can look at it online and read it. And it's a pretty harrowing account of her trying to do a business deal with him and his sticking his hands up her skirt under the table. She says that they were at Mar-a-Lago on one night, and he pulls her into the children's bedroom. She believes it was Ivanka's bedroom. Ivanka was 11 at the time. And sexually assaulted her, grabbed her breast, put his hands up her skirt, tried to have sex with her, and she was able to push him away and get away. She was there with her fiancé, and they were supposed to spend the night and do business there in the morning, and there's an event, and they got the hell out of there. And that fiancé, George, became her husband, and then years passed, became her ex-husband, and he sticks by her on these events. He has corroborated her version of the events even now, many years later, even though they don't have a great relationship anymore, but he remembers it all.
Well, Lisa, isn't that the operative thing, that all of these women, that's why the Times included, because they told other people, in some cases multiple other people at the time. I mean, that's the legal standard, right?
Left-wing conspiracy, then all of these women 20 years ago, 30 years ago, had to have told people that Donald Trump sexually harassed them and then stealthily laid in wait for 20 or 30 years for Donald Trump to run for president. And then he did run for president, and then they hatched their plan, right? I mean, it's preposterous. And by the way, he also says Hillary Clinton is behind it. My client has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. She's not connected. The Clinton campaign hasn't given us a dime. And in fact, Jill Harth has been suffering a lot. She lost a lot of business. She's a freelance makeup artist, and she has a skincare line. She lost business. Well, I encourage people to go to JillHarth.com and help a sister out if they want to, because she's really suffering financially.
Well, Lisa, that's the other thing, is that, of course, they run the same play every time. Oh, well, they're in it for, first of all, they're not in it for money. They knew they were going to take all of this, crap from Trump and his surrogates, right?
Yes.
This latest woman, Kathy Heller, said, like many of the women who've come forward in recent days, she says she was motivated to share her story after Sunday's presidential debate, during which Trump publicly denied engaging in this behavior. I mean, as you and I've talked about, it follows the pattern of Cosby accusers of anybody, that there's a powerful man. Women are scared. First of all, they're empowered by other women speaking out. And secondly, the prospect of this man actually becoming president of the United States, correct?
Yes. And I've been speaking to a couple of other women who are too scared to come out publicly, although they're still considering it. It's a very frightening proposition, and yes, there are patterns that we see. I've been doing this a long time, representing sexual harassment and assault victims for a long, long time. And women will put up with a lot. Men will sexually harass us. Men will grope us. It's happened to just about all of us. We sort of ignore it, put it aside, keep on working. But then there comes a moment. And for Jill Harth, for example, the moment was when he called her a liar publicly. News organizations had reported on that 1997 case. She had not talked about it, even though everybody had contacted her. She didn't want to talk about it. She wanted it to be behind her. She didn't want Donald Trump as an enemy. But when he came out and publicly called her a liar, and Ivanka did an interview and said, "My dad is not a groper," for Jill, that was it. She had to speak out. Yeah. I think that's important for women, and also, as you say, when other women are out there on their own, being called liars, being attacked by Donald Trump at rallies as, you know, unattractive, the worst possible sin a woman can commit, Donald Trump's side.
Lisa,
then other women come out to help their sisters.
Lisa, let's talk about your mom's client that we just saw. She was on The Apprentice. So, and obviously, you know, Donald Trump said by the end of Friday, they're going to have irrefutable evidence that all of these women are lying, which of course never happened. I know you're shocked. But right. So one thing they come forward is once some cousin of this girl said, oh, I think she just wants, you know, he's obviously a Trump supporter and he just wants, I think she just wants to be famous again. This is just his opinion.
Everybody wants to be known as Trump accuser number 9, right? That's right. Everybody, every girl, you know, when you're a little girl, that's what you dream of in your future.
Yes.
Is being in the middle of a high-profile sex scandal and have people attack you on social media and have Donald Trump say dirty, nasty things about you or rallies, set his followers against you. I mean, please.
Right.
I think that's absurd.
Well, but this is, I mean, it's classic, right? What they call the nuts and sluts defense. And I have to say, even for him, he and his surrogates, this has just been beyond disgusting. I mean, can you even believe that he's talked about the looks of each and every one of these women?
Right. Well, I like how he found a way to
talk about.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like how he found a way to go to his go-to and blame Hillary Clinton somehow. Like, it's Clinton, she's behind it, she's giving them all the upper drugs that she likes.
Right, yeah. I mean, Lisa, I don't... Yeah. Go ahead.
And I just want to say that, you know, I'm talking about, of course, Bill Clinton. And it's true that multiple women have accused both Bill Clinton and Donald Trump of sexual assault. But the key difference is that Bill Clinton denies it and Donald Trump brags about it.
Yeah, yeah. The latest woman, Kathy Heller, said that this was at Mar-a-Lago, right? Like, that he grabbed her and attempted to kiss her forcibly, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, here we go. So their defense in this one is there's no way something like this would have happened in a public place on Mother's Day at Mr. Trump's resort. It would have been the talk of Palm Beach for the past 2 decades. Once again, in this case, Lisa, the Guardian spoke to several friends and relatives of Heller's who corroborated the story and said that she's been sharing with those close to her for more than a year. I mean, you know.
Right. Listen, he's got to say something, but let's not forget the tape where he brags about groping women, about sexually assaulting women. I mean, we cannot forget that tape. And I think to a lot of women, that was real validation. I know for my client, Jill Harris, who's been out there for 3 months, she really felt validated by that tape. She thought, this is what it takes, you know, for women to be believed. And by the way, Stephanie, let me just say, you have been great talking about these issues on your show. I've talked to you about Jill Harris over the last few months. But most of the mainstream media did not talk about her story until that Access Hollywood tape came out.
Right.
Until Donald Trump is caught on tape bragging about sexual assault, they weren't talking. I wrote a piece on the Huffington Post, as you know, 3 months ago. It got 1 million likes. It was number one on that site for a long time about why we should not ignore the sexual assault claims against Donald Trump. But all of the mainstream media shut this story down for months and months and months until now. And you know, when people say, why are these women coming out now? It's only now that the, you know, big mainstream media is talking about this stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, that's exactly right. So there's Mike Pence yesterday on cue saying, talking about the timing of these, of these allegations.
Right.
When, as you say, that this kind of not only follows a pattern of, you know, powerful men that are, you know, women are too scared to say anything, but that other women are empowering women to speak out, correct?
Right. And, you know, as somebody said, it's not she said.
Thank you, Jake Tapper. Yes.
Yeah. Jake Tapper, right. That was so great. It's true. And you know, Donald Trump admits it himself. He didn't just brag about it on the Access Hollywood, on Howard Stern. He, you know, he made jokes about being a sexual predator, calling women that he had sex with his victims. I mean, all you have to do is listen to what he's been saying for many, many years.
Well, and further, you know, Lisa, the stuff about him walking in on pageant contestants at the Miss Teen USA,
yes,
they're
the
as young as 15, and making a joke to a bunch of 10... What's that? I mean, he's making a joke to a bunch of 10-year-olds about, I'll be dating you in 10 years. I mean...
It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
And comments about Ivanka and even Tiffany when she was a little daughter. What do you think about, you know, is she going to have breasts like her mom?
Right.
Who says that about their daughter? I mean, think about how President Obama talks about his daughters. They're smart, they're funny, they're interesting. He wrote a great piece in Glamour magazine a few months ago
right.
about this is what a feminist looks like and talking about his daughters. And never once does he mention their appearance.
Yeah.
He talks about their brains and their personality.
Well, and Lisa, you were the first one to talk about this case that has been filed in federal court saying that Donald Trump raped this girl when she was 13. And so, you know, now that's been, the hearing is delayed to what, December?
December, yes. And I can say now that I have met her, that she is real, this young woman. She's now in her 30s. I find her credible. I can't make a finding as to whether it's true or not, but I have sat with her for several hours, and I do find her credible. And I think her story is very important. Unfortunately, it's not going to be told before the election. Aye. But this is a woman who's filed a federal case for child rape against Donald Trump based on something that happened in the 1990s in New York at a party thrown by his friend Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein has since been convicted of a sex crime against a child. So, I mean, her story really does hang together, but unfortunately, it won't be tried before the election.
Yeah, and she has a witness, correct?
She has two witnesses. She has a witness, a young woman who says that she was the one that procured girls for these parties and was present when the sexual incidents happened. And she has a second witness who's her best friend of many years, who she told at the time, back in the 1990s, that the sexual...
Boy, in an election of firsts, that would be a first to have someone elected president and then convicted of rape. That would be also new in our...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. It really is shocking.
Yeah, I mean, for you and your mom, who've, you know, fought for women's rights and civil rights all your life, this must just be the most shocking, just nauseating election, you know, that we have finally our first female candidate running against arguably the biggest misogynist and perhaps more that we've ever seen.
The silver lining, though, is that women are really standing up and women are speaking out, and it's going to be women that cost Donald Trump this election. You know, he's only winning with white men in a certain demographic. With women, I think it's like 25, 30 point spread, women supporting Hillary. So, you know, that does give me hope. I really see women feeling empowered and feeling angry. You know, women Republicans were among the first to speak out against him and speaking out very strongly. Look at Anna Navarro on CNN. She's fabulous. So that does give me hope. But we have a long way to go when it comes to sexual assault and harassment in this country. I litigate these cases every day on behalf of ordinary people. You know, I'm up against these stereotypes and these myths in all my cases. Every day, oh, she asked for it, she wanted it, why didn't she speak out sooner? I think there is a change in attitudes. I think most people do understand it takes a victim a while to speak out and that many of us keep silent about it for a long, long time. I think people do understand that a lot better now than they did 20 years ago.
Well, you can tell that's why Trump lost his shizzle over the Saturday Night Live sketch, because that was one of the best lines, right, about, you know, all these women should be believed, these Clinton accusers. What about the women accusing you? They should shut the hell up. I mean,
right.
Which is exactly the contradiction. And you must be surprised to know that apparently those airline seat recliner things are like impenetrable walls that nobody can get to... past.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't flying first class 20 years ago. I'm just a little girl from the valley.
He remains just totally out of it. You saw his tweet about, can you believe the rigged media? Can you believe these polls showing me losing with women? Yes, actually, I can, Donald. Yes, we can.
Who could believe he would lose with women? I mean, he's such an appealing, charming guy.
Well, Lisa, I just wanted to say this to your point. You talk about the silver lining, and the one thing that has been so... just staring me at the face, when you see all these highlights of men acting horribly, even if you're going to, like, try to put Bill Clinton on the line, that screams louder than anything that it's more than time, beyond time, for a female leader. Like, other countries have beat us to it. We are beyond ready.
Yep.
Well, it's true. And, I think 80-something countries around the world have had female heads of state.
Mm-hmm.
So we're way behind, and it's time for us to have one. And when you look at all of those heads of state, there are far fewer allegations of corruption, certainly of sexual misconduct. You know, women have much cleaner records as heads of state. So yes,
no tweeting pictures of their junk to people. Yeah, it's...
and you can see Hillary Clinton kind of gritting her teeth, trying to go high when he goes low. And she has.
Yeah,
and I think all of us also just really have compassion for her having to stand on a stage with that man and keep a smile on her face. God forbid she's not smiling at every moment. God forbid she doesn't have the perfect facial expression at every moment, right? But she does it.
Yeah, she's not chuckly enough when talking about ISIS.
Right, and when he's asked about sexual assault, he talks about ISIS. And,
I can't. Only 3 more weeks. 3 more weeks, Lisa Bloom.
3 more weeks.
3 more weeks. All right.
That's right.
Thank you, honey, taking time for us. I know you're busy. Thank you, sweetness.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. All right. Fabulous.
All right.
Have a great day.
I'll talk to you soon. All right. There she goes.